This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Don Day is here now from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's happening in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. They're still falling behind. Well, they're still behind. How about that? As it relates to the end of their harvest season.
Well, right now, the news is good, generally speaking, over the next, well, let's say the next 3 to 5 days, as there isn't any really wet weather coming to get fields more muddy or to cause problems with slowdowns because of heavy precipitation. But certainly, as we get into this weekend and as we get into Thanksgiving week, especially late Thanksgiving week and beyond, it's going to be getting pretty chilly across that northwest Corn Belt area. Definitely seeing some signs of some bona fide, pretty cold Canadian air building up and wanting to move in, especially when we look out past 10 days or so. So if they're going to have problems with delays, not going to be because of heavy precipitation, but some colder weather.
And then if you turn your attention to the winter wheat areas of the United States, especially in the Great Plains, how did they make it through the fall and emergence?
Fall's been a lot of up and down. We haven't had anything excessively hot for too long or excessively cold for too long. When you get a warm period, it's been followed by a cold one. And that up and down is something that they're seeing this week. Temperatures last couple of days in some of those winter wheat areas in the 70s. They'll be in the 50s tomorrow. They'll be in the 70s again on Thursday. But by Friday, they're only going to be in the 40s. So a lot of up and down. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any really good wet weather in those winter wheat areas to help with that situation in terms of soil moisture profiles. It's getting dry in those western, southern, and west central plains. In an La Nina year, which we're in, Todd, is something that we should unfortunately expect. That tends to be a dry signature when we have a La Nina, and it's definitely showing up now.
We will pay more attention to that. Tell me about the impact it may or may not be having on the South American weather and crops in Argentina and Brazil and current conditions there.
Well, when it comes to La Nina in South America, it tends to be the northern part of South America. You might get some of the western and northern areas of Brazil that are going to be colder than normal, wetter than normal. Once you get into the key growing areas of the central south and in Argentina, the impacts are a little bit less. Now, precipitation-wise, it's going to be pretty dry in Argentina. They're looking at a dry outlook for the next week or so. Brazil, precipitation is on the upswing, and that looks like that will continue to be the trend as we go through Thanksgiving week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us here on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon. I hope that you have purchased your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. That's just a week away now. The cost is just $35. I know it's been kind of a long harvest season. Take the time on Tuesday of next week to come to Bloomington Normal. It will be worth every minute of it. We start out with a whole legislative agenda as it relates to what's happening in Washington, D.C., and the next farm bill. We'll take up trade, I'm sure, as well. In the afternoon, we'll talk about the price of corn. We'll also discuss the price of soybeans. That'll happen in the morning. And we'll take up conservation management and the kinds of practices that happen on a lot of farms across the state of Illinois and how you can benchmark your farm to those and what they really do cost. Get your tickets at willag.org, 800-898-1065. I'm Todd Gleason.